It's that time of year, folks. It's March Madness. And periodically reviewing your finances can help ensure that you're on the right track to achieve your financial goals and minimizes the chances of any costly oversight. What better time to eliminate any madness in your financial plan than right now? We'll talk about it today on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Savapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Savapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, offices located, headquartered in Ellicott City and also in Annapolis. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Prashant's an independent fiduciary. He's a published author, a couple of books to his credit already, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. We get on and we talk retirement. And again, it's about having a plan. It's about being ready, being prepared. We also give you an opportunity if you are not ready, if you are not prepared, if you have questions, you can get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors and you can come in. No cost, no obligation, no pressure, and talk about it. We'll tell you about those appointments that you can claim coming up. So, Prashant, before we dive in, what's going on? How are things? I mean, it's been a week since we discussed retirement and other things, but it's kind of a crazy time of year.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you know, tax season's coming up, so things are getting crazy around the office. So, you know, it's always important to just kind of take some time away with the family, disconnect a little bit. You know, we're in kind of that, you know, if anyone's been listening to the show for some time, you know, I'm a big sports guy, and it's that kind of lull time, right? In between when football and the NFL ends and kind of where everything else starts. So got to take some time, play some golf this past week. And, you know, my Baltimore Orioles rep was reaching out to me to get in on tickets. Hey, I'll tell you what, team looks good this year.
Did you dive in? Did you do it?
Considering it. You know, my biggest thing is I don't have time to go to the games, but, you know, it's always a fun time of year planning for spring training right around the corner and stuff like that. So a lot of cool stuff going on, both personally and, of course, in the world of finance. Market's been crazy. Just a lot of good appointments we've been having with folks around this time of year. So it's been really fun.
Well, I mean, you think about it, it's a great time. I mean, we're getting into this new year, a new campaign, a great opportunity to kind of hit the refresh button when it comes to a lot of things. Yeah. You know, a lot of people equate it to, you know, spring cleaning. But when you think about planning for your future, if you are in the middle of something, it's a good time to kind of hit the reset button, maybe take a look at things. If you haven't started, maybe this is the impetus to kind of get you off the couch and get you moving in the right direction. So you mentioned the madness, and we are longing for the National Football League. They do the 24/7 coverage of the combine. I never thought I'd be excited about watching grown men run around in t-shirts and shorts. But we now have college basketball kind of winding down, and that means we're going to get into the tournament. You're a college basketball fan. I mean, I'm a college basketball fan, and we come from, you know, an education background where the schools were very, very good at it. So we got to watch basketball, you know, well into March and April when it was tournament time. So thinking about that, I mean, every year we look forward to it. So things that we can do as we get into our madness this time of year, if we're thinking spring cleaning, you know, I like to equate it to the team approach. I mean, you really want to have a good team around you and some things that the team can work on. Take a look at what you're doing with your spending plan. Beginning of a new year, you're headed into that spring season. How is your spending plan, and is it going to be enough for you? Let's just project into the future and your retirement.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's a great time of year to take inventory of this type of stuff. I love what you said about having a good team in place. But look, where it all starts, and I say this every single week on the show, it's just about money in and money out at the end of the day, right? Your ability to save properly for retirement just comes back to how much disposable or investable income you have. So it's a great time of year to take stock of money in and money out. Review the spending plan, because if you do have investable dollars, you really want to make sure that those dollars are going to work for you in the most efficient way possible. Efficiency really comes back to growth of your investments, but it also comes back to minimizing your taxes. And look, around this time of year, people are heading into tax season. People are probably getting refunds on some of their taxes. Great opportunity to put your tax refund to work for you as well. So build that into your money in, money out spending plan. Figure out what's going out the door so that you know what you're working with to maximize for the future.
Yeah, we're having some fun talking about March Madness basketball, but also equating that to what you're doing as far as your planning. And you want to avoid the madness. So there are some things that you can do. I mean, look at that spending plan. What about the emergency fund? I know a lot of people get so focused on their retirement accounts and, you know, making sure they're putting as much as they can in there. You really need to be careful. Make sure you have something to lean on as far as an emergency fund.
You know, with rates having gone up as much as they have over the last, you know, year, 18 months or so, rates have gone up to fight off inflation. And one thing that's happened as a result is the cost of borrowing is a lot higher now. And so if you have an emergency and you have to borrow money to deal with that emergency, it's not like you're paying 2% or 3% like you might have been paying a couple of years ago. You're paying 7%, 8%, 9%. If you're on a credit card, you're probably paying 17 to 25% on credit cards. That is a lot of interest to pay, Morgan. And so you have to have an emergency fund. I think a good number is 3 to 6 months of monthly expenditures set aside in a safe, liquid place that you can access in the event that you have an emergency. In this rate environment, you might even want to extend that out to 12 months of expenditures in a safe place, just in case something comes up. You just never know when that stuff's going to happen.
So again, just kind of taking a look at things as we get into the year, and we're having some fun thinking about what's coming for us from an athletic standpoint. We've got, you know, spring training, baseball, college basketball going to wrap up with their national tournament. So we're excited about those things, but you really need to kind of get excited about making sure you're in line for your retirement. So things that you can do to kind of do some spring cleaning, make sure you have that spending plan. And if you need to refresh it, certainly do that. Make sure that emergency fund is there for you. You mentioned the credit card, so I'm going to go ahead and throw this. I mean, you've got to really take a look at what your debt load is, especially the high interest debt.
Yeah, and you have to prioritize paying that stuff off first, in my opinion. You might still have a car note that you got a couple years ago at 2.9% or 1.9%. I was meeting with a radio listener who said that they got a car note a couple years ago at 0%. And so that's great. Make the minimum payment on that and take all that extra money that you would have put to debt and put it to paying off higher interest stuff. So handling debt using something like the debt snowball, where you prioritize from lowest balance to highest and really attack that lowest balance or lowest rate. Very important. Couple other things here. Contribute to your 401k and IRA. Review your tax plan. Sit down, review your investments. Do that spring cleaning so that you're as prepared as possible to avoid some of the madness that happens in your financial plan. Let's open up our phone lines. It's 800-653-8404. Folks, when you dial that number, you'll have the opportunity to claim one of the free appointments that our team of fiduciaries offers at Elite Income Advisors. Come on in. We'll help you review the spending plan, build out that emergency fund, create, most importantly, an income for life plan that helps you map out your income so that you know whether you're on track to recreate the paycheck that you need in retirement. Starts with that phone call. Phone lines are open now. Have your calendar in front of you. 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we'll continue with the March Madness theme. Basketball has so many parallels when it comes to planning, and we're going to explore those when we return.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. The power behind the program is Elite Income Advisors, headquartered in Ellicott City, but also an office in Annapolis, convenient for you. Published author, yes, Prashant is. Two books already, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. He is an independent fiduciary. Now, I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We go back and forth on so many different topics. It's a great time of year. We've been talking about it today on the show so far. We've got basketball, big time, college basketball right around the corner. And, you know, it translates easily into other areas of our lives, and particularly when it comes to planning for our financial futures. So while, you know, many believe it's a one and done, there are many gripping similarities between, obviously, basketball and planning. So we were going to talk about some of these and how they overlap and help you gain an edge on your game plan. So basically, college basketball, and we've seen some great coaches in our area. We've witnessed just brilliance on the basketball court. But it all starts with fundamentals. It all starts with the basics when it comes to basketball. Same thing can be said, Prashant, for retirement planning. You really need to kind of whittle it down to the basics and start to build.
Yeah, it really is about fundamentals with all sports and with financial planning. You know, I think there's a quote out there that said the most important thing in basketball is the fundamentals. The rest of it is just tricks, right? And it's the same thing with financial planning. Look, at the end of the day, financial planning, like we talked about in segment one, is largely just focused on money in and money out. Yes, we have to talk about investments and taxes and estate planning, and all that stuff is important as well, but none of it really matters unless you know where your paycheck is going to come from in retirement. So many people come into our office and they're so concerned about running out of money, rightly so, with people living longer. But the way to avoid, in my opinion, running out of money is to make sure that you have certainty surrounding where your paycheck is going to come from. You have that comfort while you're working. You know that your job is going to pay you every 2 weeks. Why don't you have that same certainty in retirement? And so until you can address where the foundation of your retirement plan actually is, which is your guaranteed income, whether that's Social Security, pension, or using your money to create that guaranteed income, I think that you're starting in the wrong place and you're not starting with the fundamentals. Think about money in, money out. Where's your paycheck going to come from in retirement?
Opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. It's ongoing during the course of this show. And now that the spots are open, you can claim one at any time. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Leave the checkbook at home. This is your opportunity to get that Retire Smart roadmap put together for you. Again, it is complimentary. 800-653-8404. You can start out with this, or if you need a second opinion, jump on it. 800-653-8404. So we start with the fundamentals. Now, this next one I am guilty of from a basketball standpoint, Prashant, getting tunnel vision when I'm building my bracket for the big tournament, because I've got a few years of experience when it comes to making out brackets for the tournament. And I'm a creature of habit. I know the Blue Bloods. I know teams that are going to be there most likely. And if they are in the tournament, more likely I'm going to advance them in my bracket. That might not be the smartest thing. I haven't been watching Michigan all year. I haven't been watching Maryland all year. I haven't been, you know, I've been watching the Tar Heels. I like them, but I think they could go out at any time. I mean, there are a lot of things, but I get fixated, right? So I'm going to have my North Carolinas, my Dukes. I'll probably have a Maryland in there. I mean, if they can make the tournament, obviously, if they're in the field, I'm going to jump on them. Now, that's not always a good thing when it comes to, let's say, retirement planning. Let's say I have my portfolio and I have certain stocks that I like and I'm fixated on those stocks. Working with a professional, working with a, let's say, a coach when it comes to retirement, they're going to be able to provide perspective when it comes to some of these selections.
You tell me you had tunnel vision with the Blue Bloods. You didn't pick Furman last year over Virginia?
No, I did not.
Hey, look, you make a really good point. And I think the tunnel vision that we're all kind of guilty of, you know, being too focused on in this day and age is growth, right? You see stocks continue to go up over time, and it's really easy to get caught up in the euphoria of the market continuing to grow. And it's always good to be making money, okay? I agree with folks that have a sole focus of trying to make money. But with that being said, the closer you get to retirement, the impact of loss affects you more than the impact of gain, okay? I always say losses hurt more than gains help. And so one thing we have to try to do is the closer we get to retirement, we have to be more in tune with our risk capacity, okay? We still want our clients to be making money, but more so than that, we want to make sure that our clients don't lose a heck of a lot of money when they're really close to retirement. So maybe try to take some of those blinders off the closer you get. Ask yourself this important question: on however much money you have saved for retirement, how much could you lose before you begin to feel uncomfortable? And that's a highly personal, unique answer, depending on your risk capacity. Think about it. If you have $1 million, are you comfortable losing $200,000 in the market? Or is it 300? Is it 400,000? What is your risk capacity? When you know the answer to that question, you can actually do a tangible analysis to give you an idea of whether or not you're operating in that risk capacity. If you are, then that's great. You might not need to make changes. But for a lot of folks, we find that they're operating way outside their risk capacity. And that's a huge, huge issue. And it speaks to having tunnel vision when building their financial plan, especially with regards to their investment portfolio.
Prashant, you kind of touched on the balance aspect of this. When you think about basketball and just the game itself, if you have a team that is overly offensive and not very good on defense, your balance is off. You may be able to score a lot of points, but guess what? You're going to get scored on as well. If you come into a game that has a team that is very balanced offensively, but they also carry a good defense, that's going to be a tough team to play against. And really, when you think about retirement planning, you kind of need to think of it as your game. I mean, you need to have balance. You want to be offensive. You want to have some offense in there, but you want to have defense to protect yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, so many examples of these high scoring teams that just they win a lot of games during the regular season and then they don't deliver in the postseason. We've seen that at the professional level, at the college level. And same thing goes for your retirement portfolio. I mean, we all have these big name growth stocks that we love to be invested in, and they blow and go and they're really high, and that's really great because everyone's making money. But what happens if you retire during the COVID year, or if you retired at the beginning of 2022 and all those big growth stocks took 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50% hits? If your entire portfolio is invested in those types of things, then that's an issue, right? And so having good defensive metrics is really important when building out your investment portfolio. We talk about it in terms of bucketing, okay? We think that you should have multiple buckets of money. For most people, that means you have a bucket that's safe and secure, can't lose when the market goes down. You maybe have a bucket that is a little bit more lower to moderate risk, where you're still invested in the market, but you're just not in those high-flying growth stocks. And then you do have a bucket that is a riskier bucket. We call that your red bucket of money. And it's red because it's got a ton of risk, but that's where you're going to make the highest level of reward. And so portfolio balance is really important, but I'll tell you what, it becomes more and more important the closer and closer you actually get to that retirement phase of your lifestyle.
This next one, it's hard because this is your money. I mean, think about it in terms of basketball. You look at the tournament standings, you look at the bracket, and your alma mater is in there. You're going to be emotional about that pick. I mean, you want that pick. A lot of times people will make that pick all the way up until the Final Four and possibly a national championship. They're emotional about that selection. When it comes to your retirement plan, you need to work with someone so you can almost take the emotion out of it, Prashant. Have someone talk you through this.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I mean, we always say that the stock market kind of trades on two emotions primarily. It's fear number one and it's greed number two. And you hear coaches always say that when you win a lot of games, you shouldn't get too high on the highs, but when you lose, you shouldn't get too low on the lows, right? And that speaks to your emotional mindset. And it's not any different, in my opinion, when you are investing in the market. Yeah, things will be really good for a period of time, but it's important not to overvalue your wins. But it's also important not to get too down on yourself during the losing periods. Very rarely do market losses very rarely is the world as bad as it seems when the market goes through losses, I should say. And so having an advisor who is disconnected, who's not biased, who's a fiduciary, who looks out for your best interest, I think is a really important tool, because a good fiduciary, in my opinion, is not just there to manage your money or to build a retirement plan, but they should be like a partner for you, a partner who's there to help guide you through the ups and the downs, the roller coaster ride of getting prepared for retirement, and even when you're in retirement. So yeah, I think it's really important to not let emotions get the best of you. And oftentimes what that takes is partnering with someone who can keep you at bay, so that when you have an emotional response, you have someone trusted that you can go talk to about it.
Like a coach. I mean, we're having the parallels with basketball. If you throw five guys out on the, or, you know, five people out on the court to play basketball, and they don't have a leader as far as a coach that has prepared them for the opponent, they're not going to do very well. So the partner we're talking about is that financial coach, Prashant.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You have to have, in my opinion, a good financial coach that can kind of guide you through that time. Like, I'll give you a great example. I had a client come in. This was like a couple years ago, and a house came up. They were looking for a house forever to buy, and they finally found a house that they really liked, and they put an offer on it before calling us. You know, and by the way, I always like to get the call before things happen. Hey, what do you think I should do? As opposed to, hey, Prashant, guess what I just did, right? But this was one of those guess what I just did calls. And they said, we need to come up with, you know, $150,000 to put down on this house. Yeah. Where is the best place to take it from? And very quickly, we had to evaluate the market, evaluate the tax landscape, evaluate their income to help them through that. And that's what having a real partner can do for you, right? 2022, markets went crazy. You want to have a coach to go through that process with. And so, folks, that's what we do for folks every single day. It doesn't mean that if you call us that you're going to become a client, but at the very least, you'll get a plan to help you get on track. And so if you're not sure about where you stand for retirement, just pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 800-653-8404. Call now.
800-653-8404. Again, complimentary appointment. You can meet with Prashant and his team. When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we'll take a look at some of life lessons from legendary coaches out there, and we'll apply it to financial planning. It's coming up next. Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Prashant Sabapathy is your host. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. Check him out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. That's EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Prashant is an independent fiduciary. He's a published author as well. A couple of books already to his credit, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. And the office is very active. You can follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just search Elite Income Advisors. And give them a like, give them a follow, and again, get that education, get that knowledge when it comes to planning, and you can find contact information. Opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite is during the course of this show. At any time, you can call 800-653-8404. That'll get you in touch with Elite Income Advisors. You can book an appointment. They are complimentary. There are a limited number, so go ahead and jump in there and get one. 800-653-8404. Very busy office. All right. Basketball. That time of year and retirement, the parallels, I love it. We're going to talk about some college basketball coaches, legends. This first one, John Wooden. He had his own woodenisms, and there are a ton of them. He would use these sayings, these phrases, these quotes to translate the lessons that he's learned in coaching, and he would also kind of translate that into life. So here's the first quote, and I'm just going to give you the quote, Prashant, and you just give me your reaction and how it kind of fits into what you do every day. All right, here's the first one. If you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over?
I love this one. This is fantastic. Look, you don't want to be 75 or 78 years old in retirement, having not done the requisite planning in your 50s and 60s, find out that you're at risk of running out of money and have no recourse. Okay. That's really important. Oftentimes, the scariest day for folks is not the day that they run out of money. It's the day that they realize that they're going to run out of money and there's nothing they can do about it, right? And so now is the time. You get one shot to retire properly. And if you're too far down the road and you don't have that plan in place, you don't have the means to be able to go back and do it over like this woodenism refers to. And so now is the time, folks. Every day that goes by that you don't take a step forward in your planning, then you're effectively taking a step backward with the way that information is exchanged and how the world changes so dynamically in this day and age.
I tell you, the parallels and the connections with basketball, coaching basketball, planning for retirement, working with a fiduciary. I mean, it's kismet. It works together. So here's another quote for you, very familiar to me. Dean Smith, longtime University of North Carolina Tar Heel coach, best known for being, of course, the coach of Michael Jordan. I mean, Vince Carter, James Worthy. I mean, Sam Perkins. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And obviously one of the best coaches to ever walk the sidelines. Here's the quote. If you do what we ask you to do, he's talking directly to his players. If you do what we ask you to do, the victories will belong to you and the losses to me.
Yeah, this is a good one. And it just kind of speaks to this idea of following a process. Okay. So often people get mired in results, and results are important. We know that. But so often what leads to good results over the long term is sticking to a plan or sticking to a process. And so what people should be doing with financial planning, in my opinion, is focusing more on the process than on the short term results, right? And so what does that mean? Sticking to the process means have a strong foundation for income. Make sure that you understand how much risk you're taking with your retirement portfolios. Minimize your future tax liability. Make sure that your estate transfers when you're gone to the people that you want it to go to in the most tax efficient way possible. Prepare for what happens if you're married and one spouse passes away. Those are the fundamentals of your retirement plan, and there's process involved with addressing every single one of those topics. Stick to that process, create a solid plan, do maintenance on that plan over time, and with a high degree of probability, you're probably going to be okay. That's what it comes down to.
We've got some great quotes from some legends in the game of basketball. It's that time of year. Jim Valvano, of course, coached at Rutgers, coached at NC State, won a national title with the Wolfpack, went on to star on ESPN as an analyst, and of course, well documented that he battled cancer. The Jimmy V Foundation was created. ESPN helped him do that. But here is the start of a very famous speech by Jimmy.
There are three things we all should do every day. If we do this every day of our life, you're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special.
And to me, when I hear him say that, Prashant, it's like it's not always about the numbers when it comes to retirement. When you think about your post game and as you're heading towards your retirement years, yes, you want to have the numbers, but you also want to have the other stuff that goes in there.
Yeah, actually, you know what's interesting? I'm so glad you said that. I think a lot of financial professionals start with the numbers when they meet with their clients. I don't believe in starting there. I think where we have to start is what you want life to look like. I mean, family, health, faith, whatever it is to you, that's where you need to start. So what I always kind of talk to people about is reverse engineering your retirement plan. You tell me where you want to end up, and we'll see if we can create a plan that gets you from point A to point Z, okay? And we'll reverse engineer that plan to get you where you want to go. Now, if I can't get you to point Z, maybe I can get you to point S or T, and that will still be okay. But look, I think every plan requires maintenance, but more importantly, it's not about numbers. It's really about beginning with what's important, which is what you want life to look like. Hey, real quick note, Jimmy V, that speech, don't give up, don't ever give up.
Yeah.
I watch it every single year around that time. It is still, to this day, one of the best speeches, start to finish, I've ever seen.
And you got to remember, too, when he gave that speech, Prashant, the amount of money that was coming in for cancer research was literally nothing. I mean, and it has grown to just this massive number. They've made so many strides, and it's also kind of raised the bar for everybody else that's working with cancer. So, I mean, it really is amazing the impact that night when he spoke at the ESPYs and what it's had for cancer.
Yeah, you know what? And just to kind of piggyback on what is actually important when you get to the next phase of your life. I mean, I'm so fortunate to get to do what I do. And yes, it's nice to be able to have a big practice and be successful and earn a living doing what we do. But what's more fun to me and more fulfilling, I should say, to me than anything else is just being able to sit with clients and actually spend time with them outside of the office and watching them get to realize their retirement dreams is by far the coolest thing about what we do. And I always thank our clients. I thank them for letting me be a small part of their retirement lifestyle. It's so fulfilling. And I think that's where you really have to start here. Do we have time for one more before we get a
one more real quick? One more real quick. I want to end with this one because it's huge. Bobby Knight, another great one for Indiana. Here's the quote. The will to succeed is important, but what's more important is the will to prepare.
Yeah, absolutely. This one is a great one. And look, especially when it comes to retirement planning, I would say you can't succeed unless you properly prepare. It reminds me of this old Mike Tyson quote that he said, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it. And retirement planning is not the most fun thing to sit down and do, but you have to do it in order to get to where you want to be and have that fulfilling lifestyle. So we'll give everybody the opportunity to call in. It's 800-653-8404. Book that free retirement consultation with us. We'll put together a Social Security optimization report for you. We'll help you analyze your portfolio for risk and return, show you what you're paying in maybe hidden fees that are in your portfolio. Most importantly, we'll help you put together that income for life plan to see whether or not you're on track to have enough income to live your most fulfilling version of retirement. As an added bonus, we'll also run a tax comparison report, show you if you're missing out on opportunities to reduce your future tax liability. It's 800-653-8404. Call now.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, it's time for retirement scenarios. I'll throw them at Prashant. We'll see what he comes up with. It's all coming up next on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome back into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. Check him out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. That's EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Tons of information there. Of course, any events that are coming up, you can find them there. And again, it's all about education, finding out more about retirement planning and what you need to be doing. And if you're in the middle of something, maybe you need that second opinion. Elite Income Advisors, well, they are here for you. Prashant, independent fiduciary. Yes, he is. Published author, couple of books already, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. Offices located in Ellicott City, where they're headquartered, and also in Annapolis for your convenience. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. It's time for the scenario portion of the show. I throw it out to him. We'll see what Prashant comes up with. We'll try to throw him a few curveballs, all right? So here we go. Spring training, sorry. Here it is. How much is a traditional 401k taxed? Is it worth trying to convert to a Roth?
Yeah, this is a very common scenario that we're seeing here. Hey, I have a bunch of money in a traditional 401k. How's it going to be taxed? And the running joke is that it shouldn't be called a 401k. It's a 201k because half of it goes away in taxes, right?
Yeah.
And so your 401k withdrawals are going to be taxed at whatever ordinary income bracket that you fall in at the time that you take the withdrawal. But of course, when you take the withdrawal, it actually counts as income. So if I have Social Security and a pension, and now I take a $20,000 or $30,000 withdrawal from my 401k, that withdrawal counts as income, has the ability to increase my tax bracket. So that's how it's going to be taxed. Now, the latter part of this question is something that I feel like we talk about with every single person lately in the last probably 6 months, 12 months, is that should I be converting to a Roth? Okay. And of course, the benefit of a Roth is any money that's in a Roth is potentially tax-free forever, which is obviously a really good thing. The downside to doing a Roth conversion is that you have to pay all those taxes in the year that you make the conversion. So is it worth it? Well, that just depends on your individual situation. Here's a general rule of thumb, and of course you want to consult with a professional to create a customized plan for you, but general rule of thumb is that if you think your retirement tax rate is going to be higher than your current tax rate, taking advantage of a Roth conversion could be the right thing to do. Now, before you just say, well, there's no way that my retirement tax rate will be higher than my current, just think about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The current Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that we're operating under today is scheduled to sunset at the end of 2025. And at that point in time, tax rates are going to go up. And when you look at the state of Social Security, Medicare, U.S. national debt, I think we have to be really, really sensitive to the fact that tax rates in the future could be a heck of a lot higher than they are today, in which case doing a Roth conversion could be the right thing for you to do.
Scenarios. Love talking about them. Love throwing them at Prashant and see what he comes up with. Just remember this. You may hear a scenario that's pretty similar to maybe your own situation, but it's not exactly what you're going through. So make sure you're working with a fiduciary, you're creating a plan that's independent and exclusively for you. So custom. And again, your situation, your puzzle pieces are going to be different from anybody else's. So make sure you have that customized plan. All right. Here's the next scenario for you, Prashant. Are there disadvantages to consider before exercising the option to annuitize an equitable variable annuity? I purchased two annuities in 2008 and have reached the point where I may now exercise the option to receive lifetime income benefits. Would there be any issues I should consider before doing this?
So here's one thing that's going on right now. The change in interest rates has created opportunities like we have never, ever seen before. And so naturally, what you would probably think is like when rates go down, Morgan, one thing that people like to do is like to refinance their house and refinance their debt, right? And that makes good sense for a lot of folks. But did you know that these rise in rates that we've seen allow us the opportunity in a lot of cases to refinance existing annuities that are on the books? So I'll give you a great example. I had a client actually come in. They had a variable annuity from 8 years ago. 8 years ago that had one of these guaranteed income benefits. And what we were able to do is run comparisons for them for the new annuities that were available today. And what we found is an annuity that could immediately give them more guaranteed income. And I'm talking about a lot more guaranteed income, like 20% more guaranteed income. Wow. Than their current variable annuity. And that's only because of where the rate environment is today. A year ago, 2 years ago, it wouldn't have made any sense to make a change like that. And so my point on this is the variable annuity that you have in this scenario may very well be the right thing for you, and you might not have any issues before activating that guaranteed income. But we're in a unique point in time right now where I think it just makes sense to review every aspect of your financial plan, especially these annuities, to see if something new out there could be the right thing for you, given the rate environment that we're in. We've run a lot of scenarios here where it's not a good fit to make changes, but I'll tell you what, more often than not in the last, say, 2 or 3 months, I've seen so many cases where today's solutions are so much better than yesterday's solutions, and it just makes sense to consider refinancing your retirement in some way.
So, Prashant, if people have questions about maybe an annuity or annuities that they have in their portfolio, if they came in for an appointment, you guys could take a look.
We'll do that annuity review. It's totally free. Okay. So when you come in and you already have an annuity that you maybe bought from a dinner seminar or something like that 7 or 8 years ago, all you're coming in to do is get it evaluated. If it's the best thing for you, we'll tell you that it's the best thing for you. And that is the case a lot of the times. There are some pretty good annuities out there, but because of the changes in the environment, we'll evaluate that annuity for you. We'll evaluate it against the rest of your comprehensive portfolio, and we'll give you an opinion and we'll give you information. I'm a big believer, Morgan, that we have a really intelligent audience that listens to the show, and I know that because they come in and visit with me, and they're highly intelligent. My job, as I see it, and my team's job is to provide you with as much information about your accounts as we can, and I trust that you're going to make the best decision for yourself, and we'll give you our guidance in that process if you want it. So yeah, if you have an old annuity, come in, get it reviewed. Let's see where you're at, and we'll see if it's the right thing for you today.
Claim your complimentary appointment by calling 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Another scenario for you, Prashant. I'm well into retirement age, although I'm still working and have my nest egg of about $500,000 invested entirely in the stock market. But I'm getting worried about the future of the economy and the market. Should I transfer everything to a safer investment?
You know, Morgan, I think when you ask this question, a lot of times, because I get asked this question a lot, and I think it comes from a place of simplicity. Like, people just want to know, should I just not take any risk? But there's so many different moving parts that go into the answer to this particular scenario. So number one is, what is your need for income? Okay, because if you're close to retirement and you're going to be relying on your portfolio to create that paycheck, one thing that you don't want to see is you don't want to see your stocks lose money and then you have to take a withdrawal on top of that. That's the type of thing that's pretty devastating in retirement. Number two, it has something to do with your risk capacity. Okay, if you saved $500,000 for retirement, you have to ask yourself, how much loss can I take on before I emotionally can't deal with that outcome? Maybe that's $50,000 for some people. For some people, it's $150,000. Everybody is a little bit different. And so it's hard to say whether you should just transfer everything to a safer investment. But like we talked about earlier in the show, having balance is really, really important. Okay. Very rarely is the right answer to have all your money in aggressive things. Very rarely is the right answer to have all your money in safe things. You probably want to have a good mix of things so that you have the flexibility to pick and choose where your income is going to come from when you need it the most, which is in the first 3 to 5 years of your retirement.
So important to have these types of conversations. I mean, we get it going here on the show. You're going to have questions about your own situation. And that's why we create these appointments, these complimentary sit downs, where you can talk about your scenario. That's why I love the scenario portion of the program. We kind of get into so many different areas. Here's the last one for you today, Prashant. We'll hit it real quick. How do I determine how much to withhold on my monthly Social Security? This will be the first year that I receive benefits starting coming up in September.
Yeah, this is a good one. Just remember, Social Security is just another source of income that goes alongside the other source of income you have. And so when determining how much to withhold, it's just a function of how much total income you have, what kind of deductions you're capturing. Hopefully, you're working with a qualified tax professional. We have a CPA in our office. She works with a lot of our clients directly to answer questions just like this. So whether you should be holding 10%, 12%, 22%, it's just largely a function of how much total income you have. And so again, a lot of good scenarios for these shows. And I love doing the scenarios because it's real life stuff that people are going through, you know, and I know that because they come and they share it with us, which is really important. We're heading for the finish line today on the show. So let's open up the phone lines one more time. It's 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Call in. And when you call in, our operators are standing by. Have your calendar in front of you so that you can claim that free visit with our team of retirement specialists. Come into our Ellicott City office or our Annapolis office or book a Zoom call. And we'll take you through our entire process. It's going to include putting together a Social Security optimization report. We'll also do a tax analysis report for you. Most importantly, we'll put together that income for life plan, help you map out your income each and every year for the rest of your lifetime after taxes and after inflation. Very important to make sure that we factor those things into your income. Lastly, we'll wrap it up with a risk analyzation report, help you understand how much risk you're taking and understand whether or not you're operating outside of your risk capacity.
Number to call, here it is, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books. For Prashant, I'm Morgan. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.